All right, so we have in the story of Matan Torah. So let me ask you, which part of Matan Torah do you think is like the more experiential part of Matan Torah, that was like the scary part, the part that everybody remembers afterwards? Was it God talking, or was it like, you know, the fire and the smoke and the lightning and the thunder and all that kind of stuff? Which do you think would be like the most?
God talking.
So definitely God talking. Okay. However, it's mentioned at the end of the parasha and also in Devarim, it definitely mentions the other aspects as being significant. And even the whole beginning, it says, "Oh, and there was fire coming down, and there was smoke, and you know there was lightning, and what? Yeah, okay, and a shofar blast, and pretty scary, pretty crazy stuff." Okay, why did they need to do all that? Why did Hashem need to make all these things happen? Why couldn't He just give the commandments? Why was it so significant? So, I'll tell you my answer. Again, I think this is, there are a lot of people that say this, but this is an interesting idea to think about. Matan Torah is not just the experience of hearing God. It was not just the experience of God giving the Torah. Okay, Matan Torah is much more than that. It was, you know, the same way that we talk about learning. Okay, learning Torah is not supposed to just be an intellectual experience. It's supposed to be an emotional experience. You're supposed to, like, get into it. Okay, if any of you are into Torah, I have no idea if you're, like, really into it. Okay, but in Matan Torah, the point was supposed to be that it was an overall encompassing experience where after they finish Matan Torah, you cannot like live another day of your life just normally the way that you did before. Okay, it can't be. You heard God, and also you have this whole experience, all these things happening, and it's something that they were going to talk about, and the Torah says in Sefer Devarim, to pass on to their children in the next generation, and just every day of their life they would think about it. Okay, some people say the parasha of the Ten Commandments every day. You don't have to anymore, but you know, some people do. But the idea of this type of experience is so earth-shaking and so, you know, earth-shattering that you can't possibly just ignore it and say, "Oh, this never happened. It's not important." Okay, why is that? And the answer is because of all these other aspects that go into it. It's not just about the Torah. It's about, you know, the background and the context and the feeling that this is a special day. Okay, so I think that's where, you know, Shavuos, as the day of Kabbalah Satorah, is supposed to be for us. Not just a day where we accept the Torah and say, okay, the Torah is like our intellectual base. Okay, that's our important thing that we learn and we study, and obviously we do study here, that's what you do all day. But it's not just about that. It's not just about the Torah as a book to be studied and learned the same way that Shakespeare is a book that's studied and learned in some places, the same way that you have a math book or a physics book. It's very important, and you need to know biology, psychology, whatever, it's important. But it's not just a book. Okay, the Torah is an experience. And the point of Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah, is to get us to realize that we want to have the Torah experience. You want to feel it. You want to be excited about it. It's something you want to feel, the fire and the lightning. It's like a very special thing, okay? If you guys think about, you know, some of your most special experiences this year, okay, so I'm sure learning Torah is one of them, I'm sure. But, well, you know, one of the things that you think about is like, this was like, wow, this was like one of the best things I did this year. Any examples? What? Yesterday, okay, Rikud Galim, if you were there. It wasn't just about, like, you know, the Torah or the fact that we, it was the dancing and the fact that we went to the concert, all the flags and the music and everybody together. It's like the whole thing as a whole experience. It's like, wow, that's what I'm going to remember when I leave Israel, you know, from my year. Those are the kind of things that I'm going to remember. So I think that's part of what Matan Torah is about. Is about the experience of remembering not just the learning of the Torah, but the whole feeling of getting, you know, transmission from God is something that changes you as a person. That's what Torah is supposed to do. Torah is not supposed to be just an intellectual exercise. It's supposed to change you as a person and make you feel connected to God. That's what we want to find. That's, by the way, the reason also why many people say you stay up all night on Shavuos. Okay? Wouldn't it be better to just learn in the daytime for 4 hours and you'll be awake, you'll learn the same amount of time, and you won't be falling asleep every second, and you'll actually learn? How many people actually learn at night? Yes, you go to a shir, but how many people are actually paying attention? How many people are actually sitting there and concentrating, focused, the way that you would during the day? Not so many, right? Why do we keep doing it? Why are we wasting our time? Right? What's the answer? So again, some people say, you're right, you shouldn't do that. You should really learn in the daytime when you can actually stay awake. But most people say, no, we're going to learn it. We're going to stay up all night. Okay? Again, there's an idea that the Jews didn't wake up in time in the morning, so the Hashem had to wake them up, so we want to make sure to fix that by staying up all night, but it's not just that. It's also the experience. How do you feel the experience of staying up all night? Okay? It's a special experience. It's exciting. The learning that you do in the middle of the night is not the same feeling in your mind as it is that you do in the middle of the afternoon. Okay? It's nice, but, you know, whatever. Okay? It might be a nice kosher class, but it's not hot. You know, you're not excited about it. I am. Maybe I'm not also, but I try. Okay? But the learning overnight on Shavuos, you really get into it. I hope that's the way it should be. You get into the learning. It's an experience. And you'll see here when you go to the Kotel, in the morning is unbelievable. And you walk there and you see all these other people are walking to the Kotel at 4 o'clock in the morning. The place is packed. It's beautiful. Okay, the whole experience of Shavuos night, of staying up and going, is really, really special. And that's what we want the experience to be. That's what we want Matan Torah and Shavuos to be about. So, Ezra Hashem, you should all have a wonderful experience, not just of the learning of the Torah intellectually, but also emotionally and spiritually. And should come out strengthened and excited about Torah in a way that you can take with you for afterwards.
Amen.